This is Mike Proof, certified hypnotist at www.stopsmokingspecialist.ca. This recording will only work if you've had a live in-person hypnosis session with me. During your in-person session with me, your hypnosis contained post-hypnotic commands that will make this recorded version work for you. If you are not a client and did not attend a live session with me, this recording will be useless to you. This recording is the copyrighted property of Mike Proulx. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating machinery. In order for this hypnosis to be successful, your eyes must be closed at all times during the entire session. Every time you listen to this hypnosis recording, you will go deeper into trance and much faster than before. Now let's begin. You can allow yourself to just relax. Just settle yourself into a comfortable position now. Close your eyes. That's right. What I would like you to do now is to just take a deep breath. Hold it in. And when you are ready, just let it go. And as you let it go, let go of all the tension in your body. Just relax. That's right. Now take another deep breath and hold it. And this time, when you're ready to let go, really, really relax. Just think about all those muscles that have to relax. That's right. That's good. And now take another deep breath. And in your own time, let it go. And let go of all the tension in you. Just let it all go out. That's excellent. That's very good. Now allow your breathing to go back to normal. And you can begin to appreciate that feeling of relaxation that you are getting now. That's good. That's what hypnosis is like. It's a wholesome feeling of relaxation. You won't go to sleep, but you will get very relaxed. And just think about your breathing. Just become aware of how the air goes in through your nose and down into your throat. And if you're a mouth breather, just imagine the air coming in through your mouth and down into your throat. And then you breathe out again, and how it comes out warm and comforting. And how, if you think about your breathing, it can make you so relaxed, so comfortable. And as you are sitting comfortably in that chair, breathing deeply, listening to my voice, every breath out can make you more and more relaxed. And as you breathe out, a little voice in your head says, more relaxed, more comfortable. And just allow that feeling to continue, that wonderful relaxation that you can feel spreading around. And I wonder if you can imagine a big old house somewhere. A house with trees, a big fancy door, and windows. And maybe there is a garden and a fence. It's the kind of house that's been there for a long time. That somehow the sun shines on that house. It's a happy place. And there have been birthdays and candles and Christmas trees and Easter eggs. Life has gone on in that house for a very long time. And people have grown up there. And they have left to get married, and they have come back with their babies. And little children have grown up in the kitchen, crawling around and laughing. And there are toys. It's a lovely place. And there is always laughter in that house. And there are people having meals. And in the evening, they go into a living room. And maybe they put on the stereo and listen to soft, gentle music. And that soft, gentle music makes them relax and drift away. And nothing bothers them. And they lie there, relaxing, imagining that music in that happy house. You can imagine them so relaxed that they feel as if they are sinking into the chair, as the chair is supporting them gently, safely. And I wonder if you can feel yourself sinking gently into that chair now and feeling yourself supported as if you are on a big fleecy cloud and just drifting down and down into that cloud. Feeling yourself going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. That's right. Just allowing yourself to drift away now. Nothing is important. Nothing matters. And you can feel yourself going down and down. That's right. And my voice can become whatever you want it to be. My voice can come from the sound of rain on the window pane on a winter's night. Or my voice can be the voice of a teacher, or a parent, or a friend. And my voice can be the wind blowing along an empty street in summer. Or maybe the wind is blowing along a street in the fall. And the wind picks up a leaf, and that leaf gets carried away here and there. And it goes left and right and up and down. And that wind carries the leaf safely and gently as it goes round and round, swirling and swooping. And then it goes down gently, swirling around as if in a spiral staircase. And I wonder if you can imagine a spiral staircase. The way the spiral staircase goes down and round and round. And you can imagine yourself on that spiral staircase. And you can imagine going down that spiral staircase. And there is a handrail. And it feels safe. And you can count yourself down that spiral staircase. And the first step is 10. And the next step goes down deeper. 9. And 8. Feeling more relaxed and more comfortable. And 7, drifting away, then 6, and down and down, really relax, that's right. Then 5, deeper and deeper, and then 4. Nothing matters, nothing counts, you have nothing to do. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think and listen. Anything at all. And then 3, nearing the bottom, totally relaxed. Then 2, almost there. And 1. Gone down into some warm and safe dark place where your mind can just drift away. If any thoughts come into your mind, just let them go. Just like little puppies running away, wagging their tails. You can ignore them. They'll just go away. And then 1, you're at the bottom, feeling really good, totally relaxed. And you can just enjoy that feeling of release and relaxation, knowing that everything is okay. And that you're okay. And that there are no issues. Nothing you have to do. That's right. And I wonder if there is some place that you could go to in your mind. Some place that's safe and secure. Some place that's really yours. A place that you enjoy. A place that you can go to in your mind. Where everything is just the way you want it to be. Everything is ideal. A place where only you can go, unless you invite others. Where you will always feel safe and well, a place where you are healthy, fit, and strong, a place where you feel full of confidence and full of abilities, a place where you know who you are and why you are, and it's just the place you want to be. And that place you can always go back to. It's always there for you. It's always there in your mind. And in that place you are strong and healthy and in control because you are in control of your life. You can do whatever you want to do. I know there are some things you think you are not in control of. But in fact, you really are in control of everything. You can decide for yourself what you do. No one can tell you anything else. You can decide what to eat. You can decide what to wear. And you can decide when you get up and when you go to bed, can't you? And you can decide what habits you want to have. And you can decide what you want to get rid of. And if something bothers you, you want to stop it. You've got the power to do that because you are in control. You have that ability to be completely in control. And no matter how long something has gone on, you can stop it immediately. You just make the decision. And you know that, don't you? And that's how you do it. Because just look at your life. You have achieved so many things. There was a time as a child when you couldn't even tie your own shoelaces. And you did that. And there was a time when making friends was a problem. And you did that. Then there was a time when getting a job and getting through school, all these things was a problem. You did all these things. You achieved a lot in your life using your own willpower, using your own power to make decisions. And you have the ability to choose anything you want. You have the ability to achieve anything you want. And you've come here today because there is something you want. There's something you are determined to do. And you now know you can do that because you are lying there and you've made a decision. And your decisions affect your life. And you know you can do this because you are in control. You decide and you act. And that's it. It's always been like that. It always will be. And I wonder if you can imagine being back in that house, that happy house. And inside that house, there's a staircase. And that staircase goes down towards a door. And you can see the door from the top of the stairs. And as you go down those stairs, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper. Really, really relaxed. Really entranced. And you can go down those stairs at any speed you want. And when you get to the bottom of those stairs, you'll be totally relaxed, totally at ease. And at the bottom of those stairs, there is a door. And behind that door is something wonderful. Something wonderful for you. So, I would like you now to go down those stairs at whatever speed you like. And as you go down each step, you'll go deeper and deeper and more relaxed. That's right. And when you get to the bottom, I want you to be aware that you are there at the bottom of the staircase, deep into trance. And I want you to open that door. Now, behind that door are parts of yourself. There's all the parts of you, all the parts of yourself that make you who you are. There's all the parts in there of your creativity, of your intelligence, your sense of humor, your many skills and abilities. And you can't imagine going through that door and finding yourself in amongst all those good parts of yourself. And there's all the parts that make you feel good about yourself. and you can imagine them meeting you. And you feel so good because every part of you is valuable. Every part of you intends for your own benefit. Every thought you have, every idea you have, is actually for your good. And as you look around that room, you can see all those wonderful parts. And yet, there's a part missing. And you look carefully around that room, and you see on the far wall, there's a door. This is a black door. And you go to that door, and you open it carefully. And inside there's another part of you. There's that part of you in there that keeps you smoking. And you look around, and there's a small frightened part, because this part wanted to help you when you started smoking. It thought it was doing something really good for you. It really did. But over the years, it has realized it made a mistake. You should never have started smoking. And now it is frightened of what you will say and what you might do. But every part of you is valuable. And every part of you means well. And so, I'd like you to go down and embrace that part. Comfort it. Tell it. You realize that it made a mistake and that it's okay to make mistakes. That the only thing that's not okay is if you keep making the same mistakes. And in your own way, however you can, you persuade that smoking part of you that it's okay, that it can move on. It can move on to better things, that it doesn't matter anymore because you made that decision. And you can take that part and leave the room now. And as you leave the room, the door closes behind you. And that small frightened part of you, as it goes in amongst all these other parts, it begins to change. It begins to grow and get stronger. And you can introduce that part to the parts of you that is creative, the part of you that knows how to do new things. You can work with that part that was smoking, and you can come up with many creative things you can do instead of smoking. That will give you the same benefits. You can work with that part that was smoking. And you can come up with many creative things you can do instead of smoking that will give you the same benefits. And you remember now that you wrote down many new behaviors of you as a non-smoker. But know this, that your unconscious mind remembers them all. During our last live session in person, we lodged these new behaviors into your subconscious mind. Now, I'm instructing your unconscious mind to review all of your new behaviors of a non-smoker. During your day, your unconscious mind will bring to your conscious awareness all the ideal new behaviors that you need. And when you need them to keep you smoke-free. your unconscious mind remembers all of the new behaviors of you as a non-smoker. And you will be amazed at how fast you can come up with even more things that you can do that will replace that habit that you had. And it might be breathing deeply. It might be brushing your teeth. It might be, who knows? But the creative part of you, that wonderful, rich, creative part of you that's helped you all your life, will help you now. And you can substitute different behaviors for the ones you've had. And you can get curious as to what those behaviors might be, because you will find them arriving naturally at the time that you need them. And every time that old habit comes to mind, a new behavior will replace it. And that new behavior will take over as if it has been there forever. And it will feel so natural and so easy that you just do it for as long as you need to. And when you don't need to, you can stop doing it, because you're in control and you can be really surprised at how often you can do it. And in that room, in amongst those parts, you look around to the back wall where that black door is. And as you look, that black door begins to shrink. It gets smaller and smaller until it is the size of a mouse hole, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and it just disappears. And that place is sealed away forever. And you can bring that part into the room with all the other parts, and just getting in touch with all those parts. The part of your creativity, your laughter, your friendship, all the parts that make you feel good, they all combine now. They all combine, they all join together now and make you feel really good. And you feel so good. You feel wonderful because you've made a serious decision. And you know it's the right decision. And all those reasons you used to have are gone. And that makes you feel so good, because you know you've done that. And so, with all the best wishes of those good parts, you move towards the other end of the room, and there's another door. And this time, you go through into another room. And on the far wall is a giant TV screen. And there's a movie playing. And you go and stand in front of that movie. And on a small table, there's a video remote control. And you can make that movie go fast or slow or backwards or forwards, and you look at the movie and you realize that movie is showing you and your day. It shows you getting up in the morning. It shows you having breakfast. It shows you driving to work. It shows you at work, having breaks, driving home from work, and getting home and sitting and watching TV perhaps, or going outside and coming back in. It's your whole day. It's your whole typical day. And you watch the movie, and you are able to speed up the movie and see your day go fast. And you can reverse it and you can control your day any way you want. But you look at it closely and you see that you are in all the scenes. And there are so many scenes where you are holding a cigarette. And you see yourself holding that cigarette. And you realize that there's something not right. And you realize with horror that there is a rope wrapped around the wrist that is holding that cigarette. And that rope is coming out of the screen, TV screen, and it is wrapped around your own wrist. And you are connected to that. And as you look into, and as you look in every scene, there is a rope coming out, tied around your wrist, tied to that cigarette. But you are in control. And so you wind that video back to the beginning, and you see yourself waking up in the morning, getting up, and you see yourself reaching for that pack of cigarettes, and you see the rope, and something sharp appears in your other hand in that room, and you reach out. And you easily cut that rope. You break the connection. And as you do that, the picture of cigarettes disappears. And you see yourself with no cigarettes. And a big smile is on your face. And you're feeling really good. And the movie goes on to another scene. You're having breakfast, and you are feeling good at that. And then you see yourself after breakfast. And again, there's that hand with the cigarette and the rope. And you reach out, and you cut that rope again. And as you do that, the cigarette disappears. And you feel so good. And you know that you don't have to have that. That connection is gone. And you can go through now and enjoy every scene in your day. And you can cut the rope. You can cut away the connection between you and that cigarette. I want you to do that now. Want you to use that remote control and go through your day as fast as you like. And at every scene, every time you see yourself smoke, reach out and just cut that rope, and you will see it falls off both wrists, and you are free. And you can fast forward through that scene and cut every rope. And when you have done that, you'll have a movie of your day with no cigarettes. That's right. And then there's other movies on there too. There are movies of you on holidays. There are movies of you going to visit with friends. There are movies of you at parties. And every one of those movies, you cut the rope in all of them. And when you have done that, you can run that movie backwards as fast as you can, like an old jerky black and white comedy. And just see your day running backwards, and all those cigarettes disappear. And when you get to the beginning, run it forwards again. Take a moment to see yourself going smoothly through your whole day, and there are no cigarettes in that movie. You are smiling and feeling good. And you are doing those other things in place of cigarettes. you are doing those new behaviors of a non-smoker. And at the end of the day, you see yourself go to bed, healthy and happy, in control. Just thinking about how your decision has changed your life and how your days will be from now on. And you can fast forward with that remote control into the next day and the next day after that. And you can see your life as it will be. See your life as it is. Fresh breath. More money, physically fitter, deeper lung capacity, feeling healthier, happier, the food tastes better, the coffee tastes better, and you're more clear-headed, and you are completely clean. And I wonder how good that makes you feel. And you put down the remote control now, and you start a new movie. And in this movie, you see yourself walking across a bridge. And halfway across the bridge, there's a tape, a paper ribbon of some sort. And you walk up to it. And on the other side of the bridge, there are people just waiting for you to cross, to welcome you. And you realize you can walk forward across that bridge and leave the past behind. All you have to do is break that tape, that flimsy bit of paper. That's all there is to it. Snapping that tape means you are choosing to go forward, crossing into a new life, a different life, clean and free. And can you break that tape? Of course you can. You know you can. And you go forward now. Breaking that tape means you have decided to leave that habit behind. Make a clean break. And now you are ready. You are ready to push through that tape now and leave that nasty, smelly habit behind forever. And you walk forward against that tape and it breaks and flutters away harmlessly. And you realize that everything has changed. You have changed. And all the people on the other side are all the people you know and love, and all the people who love you, and all the people you have known in the past. And they are all looking at you and applauding. And you can come down from that bridge, and you feel really, really good because you have left behind all that old stuff. And you move among these people, feeling good. And some hug and kiss you. Some pat you on the back. And they're all shaking your hand and saying just how proud they are of you. One after another, come up to you and congratulate you on becoming a healthy non-smoker. And you feel confident and empowered. You feel in control. And as you walk along, you see all the people from work looking at you. And you know from looking at their eyes, there's a new respect there, that you got rid of this problem. And they know you won't be going outside taking breaks with them and such anymore. That will get rid of a lot of problems. And you move forward and you can see all the friends you go out with, and one of them offers you a cigarette, and you just look at it and you smile, and you say, no, thank you. I don't do that anymore. I'm a non-smoker now. And you realize what the cigarette is. It is an offer of friendship. And you accept the friendship and you push away the cigarette. And there is another scene where you are at a party or somewhere and there is a cigarette there in an ashtray. And you pick it up and you snap it in two, because from now on, anytime you find a cigarette in your fingers, you just snap it in two and you throw it down because it is over. You will always do that. And as you walk out of there in the new life, all those good wishes go with you and you feel so good about your decision. And you know that you will never, never go back to that again. It's over. That's right. And you find yourself walking along the side of a river somewhere. Or a lake, maybe. It's a lovely warm day. The sun is shining. And there is fresh air blowing along. And there are flowers and insects. And it's the best day you've ever had. And as you walk along, you can somehow see yourself walking along. It's as if you are seeing from above, from a distance. And you can see how you are dressed, how you walk. And you can read the thoughts of that person, that you walking along, clear in your mind. You hear yourself think to yourself, how healthy you are now, how getting rid of that dirty, messy habit has made your lungs clean and clear. Because you know, for your long-term health, for your breathing, you need to have clean lungs. And you don't really enjoy that habit. You never did, really. And you know it. And you know it makes you feel sick in your stomach. It makes you feel horrible. If you were to have a puff of cigarette, it would taste terrible. It would taste so awful, so repulsive, that it would make you sick to your stomach. And so, you refuse to take a puff. That dirty, smelly, awful tasting habit is past. It's over with. You want to stay healthy and feel good. And now, as you watch yourself walk along that road, you can hear yourself think about how you've not got more money. You now have more money, things you can buy, and you also have better health and a great future. And you can see that you have lost a bit of weight, and you can see that you're feeling good about yourself, because think about what you have gained and what you have actually given up. What you have given up is coughing, bad breath, smelly hair, dull skin, and what you have gained. Your taste buds come to life again, and you can really taste your coffee, really enjoy your food, being free to enjoy being with friends again. Your eyes sparkle, your teeth are clean, and I wonder if you can feel a smile on your lips now. And you look around and everything reminds you of how you have changed. And you can be surprised over the next days and hours and weeks how little things you notice will surprise you, will remind you of how You have changed in how good it is, and you can look forward to a long and healthy life. And as you walk along there, you find yourself outside of a clinic, a hospice, some kind of private hospital, and you walk inside, and you stop outside a room. Inside that room, there is a man lying in bed, a bit older than you, and he is surrounded by family and friends, and they are all weeping, they are all crying. And you listen to that man, and he is telling the people around him, his family, his children, his friends, what he told himself all these years, why he kept on smoking. And he is telling them all the excuses he gave himself for smoking. And as you hear them, they don't sound convincing to you, do they? I wonder if you know what reasons he told the others, told himself. And I wonder if you can hear how false they are, how ridiculous they sound. Reasons like it helped him to concentrate, or it gave him something to do when he was bored. And he is lying in that bed. His life is slipping away. Waste and regret. And his family are all crying. And he cries himself too, at his selfishness and stupidity. And he will never come out of that bed. And you think to yourself that you wouldn't like to have to explain to all the people who love you, who depend on you. You don't want to end up like this very sick man, this dying man. And so you close the door on that scene, knowing that that will never happen to you, that all those excuses were false and all those beliefs were false. What that man believed and paid for just isn't true. Cigarettes never helped anybody do anything. And so you walk away, proud of yourself, determined, and that changes you. You feel something change inside of you. Every cigarette is a problem. Every puff is a danger. And when you imagine a cigarette in your fingers now, that image of the dying man comes to mind. Every time you think of a cigarette, an image of that dying man appears, the desolation, the fear, and anger at the waste, and an image of the family crying. That's right, lost. And you can imagine snapping that weak, fragile cigarette, and just snapping it, crushing it, and throwing it away, grinding it into the ground, and everything it represents. Because nothing will ever make you take that first puff again. That's over with, because you have the power to change. You know that the only thing that stops you from stopping smoking is an irrational fear. But there is nothing to fear. Giving up cigarettes is simple and direct. You will feel nothing. You will feel nothing at all. You will be able to go through your day normally. And all those things that you used to do will just not be there anymore. You can forget about them. You can forget about the habits. That's right. And now you can say to yourself, repeat this over and over silently in your mind now. I deserve to be a non-smoker. I can be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker now. I don't smoke. I will never, never smoke. I am free. I had my last cigarette a long, long time ago. And when you think about smoking, somehow it seems to be a long, long time ago, in the past. And whenever you think about a cigarette or smoking, you remember that it tastes terrible. It tastes awful. Just the thought of having a cigarette makes you feel sick to your stomach. And whenever you think about smoking, you take that thought, that image, and move it far away to the left in your own mind, far away to the left, like the image is being moved to the left in your own mind. And it all seems such a long, long time ago, in a different lifetime, when you were a different person. Because you deserve to be a non-smoker now and forever. You are a non-smoker. Smoking was never something you enjoyed. And you can tell yourself that over and over with every breath. I never enjoyed smoking. Cigarettes taste awful. They're revolting. Cigarettes make me sick. And you continue talking to yourself and you say, now I have something else. Now I feel good about myself. I keep my habits under control. I'm in charge. I know what I'm doing. I know who I am and I am in control. I deserve to be a non-smoker. I can be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. I don't smoke. I will never, never, never smoke. It's over now. I have stopped smoking permanently, forever. I know how to make this work. It's working now. I am a non-smoker now. This smelly habit is over now. Giving up this dirty, smelly, dangerous habit is easy because you have the ability to take charge of your life. You have the ability to decide what you want to do. You have the ability to take a decision, to make a decision. You've already taken that decision. And that has changed your life today, hasn't it? You're a different person now. And so now you can look ahead to the rest of the day and see yourself going through your day. And you will have a different behavior. And people look at you differently. And when they look at you differently, that just reminds you of your decisions and how easy it is and how good you feel. And little things throughout the day and the evening will keep reminding you of how good you feel about yourself, about your decision, and about how other people regard you now. And when you wake up tomorrow, the first thing in your mind will be a wonderful feeling of how good you feel now. And there will be a few moments where your body begins to heal. And maybe, and just for a little while, you will cough more than usually do. But these are all signs that you are getting healthy. it's your body healing, that you are on your way to fitness, that you will be fit and ready for a healthier life, that you will never, never be bothered by these things again, because those are healthy signs, and you can look out for them. And they'll remind you, they'll all remind you of how good this decision is. And they will remind you of the way that you can go through your day and never even think about it. As each hour passes, your resolve, your capability, your will gets stronger and stronger as it is now. And your mind, and in your mind, there is that certainty that you will never have another puff. You've had your last. It is over with. And last is last. It's over with. And that's really good, isn't it? It's over with. And you know that you will be successful at this. You've been successful at so many things. But you are going to be successful, and you can feel it now. That feeling of certainty, of your ability, that nothing will sway you, that you are in charge, and you are going to go forward to a great success. And you find the following words going round and round in your head over and over and over again all day long. And all night long while you sleep, you will catch yourself saying in your mind over and over again the following: I deserve to be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. I stopped smoking permanently. I am a non-smoker now and forever. This is my new life. I'm proud to be a non-smoker. That's right. You keep saying to yourself all day long and all night long while you're asleep, I deserve to be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. I stopped smoking permanently. I am a non-smoker now and forever. This is my new life now. I am proud to be a non-smoker. So now I would like you to think back over all those successes you've had in your life and all those people with good wishes towards you and all those people who support you and all the other things you have learned today. And bring that feeling of success, that feeling of certainty, with your own eyes closed, focus now on your hands. And just become aware of your hands. I don't know whether you'll feel one hand tingling, or one hand heavier than the other, or maybe one hand will move, or a finger will move. But you will know that that has happened, and you will feel the difference that makes a difference. And you are now ready to move on. Your subconscious and conscious mind are now one, working together as a team, reinforcing the truth that you are now a non-smoker. Your whole mind has taken a final decision. Your whole mind has agreed to everything needed. You are now a non-smoker. That habit is now past. That's your guarantee. You now know you have finished with this. And so with that certainty in mind, and those phrases going through your head all the time, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. In And when I get to one, you can come back to the present. Not just yet. When I count from 5 to 1, you will find yourself coming back. And you will be filled with that feeling of certainty that all the things we have talked about are so true. And you will just know that you are different now. In many, many ways, you may surprise yourself at how different you can be. How easy it is. So simple. It's actually simple. And that's another good thing. So, counting now. 5, 4. Beginning to get feeling back into your hands and feet. 3. Begin to flutter your eyes and shrug your shoulders. Beginning a new life. And 2. You are getting ready for a big stretch. Ready to open your eyes, feeling good and smiling. 1. Eyes open. 1. Eyes open, back to the present moment. If you're listening to this recording, if you've been listening to this recording prior to sleep, you can just drift off to sleep now. If you're listening to this or was listening to this during any other time, you can just take a few deep breaths, become wide awake and alert, and go about your day. That's right.